Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. How are you today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. I have a question for you. Have any of you ever met any of those people that are just so smart that they're stupid? Just so smart that you can't even believe that anybody is so opposite of what they are supposed to be than they ought to be. People that think they know it all, yet in reality they know nothing. People who think that they're the best at everything, yet they fail at everything, and they're not even bright enough to realize that they're failing. Or that they're hurting themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we are truly gifted with some amazing and incredible people. These are people that I think are truly gifted. They have to be gifted because that's the only way that they could possibly stay alive. Somebody, something, some omnipotent force has got to be looking out for these people because they don't have enough sense and enough common sense to look out for themselves. These are the people who are always complaining about everything else and not even realizing that they're the reason for everything they're complaining for. These are the people who see themselves as perfect. These are the people who eat like pigs and look like pigs. These are the people that think that they are God's gift to everything, yet they are the devil's greatest assets. These are people that are just dumb. And when I say they're dumb, I'm saying they're dumb on more levels than I could probably, and you could probably shake a stick at. These are people that, like I said, know it all, yet know nothing. And their biggest problems, again, is them. And that will probably never change for them. Why? Because they don't see a problem. They're above the law. They're above reason. They're above common sense. They're above plain old logic. They don't see the wrong that they do to others, and they definitely don't see the wrongs that they do to themselves. These are the people that get fired and then go what? After they know they've done, after they've done the dumbest thing they could possibly do, and everybody sees it but them. These are the people that you should stay away from. Because what's that saying? God takes care of fools and babies. Well, guess what? If you're not a baby and you're not a fool, if you hang around with these people, you will be a victim, and you'll probably be dead. Because again, if you're not a fool, then these are people you don't want to be around, because what will they do? They will make you look like a fool. You'll be the one standing there wishing that you had gone the other way or wishing that you had something else to do while you're there trying to explain to people that have logical sense why in the world you are even in the room with these special, special people. Ladies and gentlemen, there are all types of people in the world. Again, it's not about size, it's not about color, it's not about financial state. It's about something called common sense. And as many people know, common sense is no longer common. Common courtesy, common decency, all of these things that used to be common and used to be something that people honored and cherished are things that very few people care about anymore. It's all about one thing, I. It's all about another thing, me. Many people just don't have the skills that they need to survive, and the fact that they even survive in some cases is totally a miracle. You know, I did a show not too long ago, and it said that the devil doesn't need any advocates. He's got all the power that he wants. There was another saying that the devil's greatest trick was making people believe he didn't exist. And that's the same thing for dumb people. They try to make us all feel as though they're intelligent, as though they know it all, as though they've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, yet they've been nowhere, they've done nothing, and they don't even have a shirt on. So they definitely can't have the T-shirt. Not too long ago, I had a conversation with a young lady, and I sat down and I explained with her in great detail, great, great detail, ladies and gentlemen, the do's, the don'ts, the when's, the what's, the how's, the why's, the where's, and everything else. Yet no matter how many times I explained to this young lady, and other people explained to this young lady, not just me. Matter of fact, one day I was talking to a young lady that's actually related to her. And I thought that it was funny because she said, you know, it's really funny. She said, it's just funny how dumb some people are. Now, this is a blood relative that's known this person longer than me. I've known the person for a year or three. This person has known that person all their lives. And the only thing that they could do was look at me and say, well, you know what? I just don't understand dumb. And they were talking about this young lady. Again, people don't seem to understand it. A lot of times the person that they're blaming for their problems is definitely not the person they should be blaming for their problems. The person they should be blaming for their problems, for their woes, for their problems, for their woes, for their aggravations, for their misery, and for their self-afflicted pain is, guess who? Themselves. Why are you overweight? Because you eat too much. This comedian told me one day, he said, you know something, Z? I said, what's that? He said, you want to know why people get fat? And I said, okay, tell me, why do people get fat? I said, is it because of their diet? He said, that's partially true. I said, is it because they don't exercise? He said, that's partially true. He said, but the true reason, the true real reason that people are overweight, the true real reason that people are fat, unmiserable, can't fit their clothes, all of the above, is one reason and one reason only. And I said, well, what is that reason? He said, because this hole up here is much bigger than this hole down here. And all I could do was laugh, because you know what? It's a very true statement. It was comical, but it was also true. And those same people are the ones that constantly run their mouths and never listen. Again, it's everybody's fault but theirs. It's everybody's problem but theirs. It's everybody that is trying to do them wrong, hurt them, push them behind the eight ball. But it's never them. It's never them that cause themselves to have misery. It's always somebody else causing them to have misery. Yet when they look up, they don't realize that every time that they have a problem, there's only one thing that never changes. And that one thing that never changes is they are always there. Because in their minds, again, it's everybody else's problem. It's everybody else that's contributing to their woes, contributing to their pain. And the fact that they could possibly, that there could be any chance that these people are causing their own problems is so ridiculous and so unthinkable that there's no way that they can even entertain the fact that the problems and the woes in their lives have anything to do with their actions. That they're responsible on any level could only be an insane person talking. Why? Because they're insane. These are people that don't see the flowers for the trees. The reason that they don't see the flowers for the trees is because they are so wrapped up in their own magnificence. They are so wrapped up in their own mindset that they can't see what's directly in front of them. You know, I was talking to a young lady one day who is not pleasantly plump. This girl is fat. There's no ifs, there's no ands, there's no buts about it. And I just so happened to have had a Twinkie, not a Twinkie, I think it was a honey bun, had a honey bun sitting on my desk, and this lady looked at that honey bun like it was the Holy Grail. She stared at that honey bun like it could solve all her problems, it could answer all the questions in her life. She looked at that honey bun like it was the all and all-knowing eye, and it could grant every wish she ever wanted. Needless to say, she got the honey bun. And you want to know what wish it granted? Absolutely nothing. Because this person is still just as miserable, just as ignorant, and just as ghetto as they're ever going to be. And trust me, there's nothing wrong with ghetto if it comes with street smarts. But this is a person who's ghetto, and they're going to be dumb ghetto all their lives. Doesn't matter how much education you give them. Doesn't matter how much experience you give them. Again, their problems will never be anybody's problem. Will always be everybody's problem. And as far as they're concerned, they are the answer. I was talking to another person who used to be in management and was giving me all of these great tidbits of information and knowledge on what they did when they were a manager. And I thought that it was really funny because then when I found out and I delved a little deeper into it, I found out that they were a manager of two. Not a manager of 100, not a manager of 50, not a manager of even 25, but a manager of two. their level of responsibility that they were responsible for was almost non-existent. And when I say non-existent, I'm talking about their duties were none to little. Their abilities are double none to little. And the fact that they are where they are and have been where they are for as long as they have is just a tribute to their greatness, or should I say their lack of greatness. It is a tribute to their abilities, or should I say their lack of abilities. It is a tribute to all that they have to give because they have nothing to give, because they're not the type of people that truly understand that givers gain. Why? Because they're takers, and takers don't give. They do what? They take. And they take, and they take, and they take. And if you stay around them too long, even if you're not somebody that hangs out with them on a regular basis, they will also take you down. And why will they take you down? Because they're miserable. And miserable people like other people that are miserable around them. If a miserable person sees a happy person, they get offended. That actually offends their sense of justice. That offends their sense of right. So what do you need to do if you get around negative people? You need to remove yourself as fast as you possibly can. Why? Because, again, miserable people love to share their misery because they don't want to be miserable alone. Miserable people don't want you to have. They want you to have less. Miserable people want you to know that you can't have what they have. Why? Because then you would be as good as them. Now, why do they feel as though you're as good as them? Because that you're as good as them, or you can't be as good as them? Because they don't have anything, so they don't want you to be happy. It is a cycle. If you find yourself in that cycle, get wise, get smart, get intelligent, remove yourself. If you find yourself around people that have nothing positive to say, that's probably because they are negative Neds and negative Nellies, and they are going to serve no one. Their goal in life is to bring everything, everyone down. So if you remove yourself from them, guess what? You're already becoming ahead of the game. You're already getting ahead of them. And the reason that you're getting ahead is because you're removing a major obstacle. I have a question. When you're wearing a pair of shoes and you find that you've got a small pebble in it, how does that pebble feel? It feels like a small boulder, doesn't it? Well, that's how negative people are. They do little small things, but after you step on them, it feels as though you've got a giant rock in your shoe and you really need to get it off. Don't be one of these people that shake your foot around so that you can move the rock and then you work until it moves itself back into a position of discomfort. Take the shoe off. Take that evil person and remove them from your shoe. Remove them from being a pain. Remove them from being a drain on your person. Remove them from hurting you, because guess what? Even though they may just do the littlest things, in the long run, it's just like one of those pebbles in your shoe. Can't walk but for so long with it. Why? Because the discomfort, the irritation becomes unbearable. Now, if you are one of those negative people, there's hope. You can change. However, you have to want to change. And then once you want to change, you have to be willing to do the work necessary to make that change happen. And then once you've made that change happen, you need to continue it until it becomes a habit. You need to replace those bad habits with good habits. You need to replace those bad actions with good actions. And you need to repeat. All right? Think of it as if you were washing your hair. What does a hairdresser tell you? He tells you to rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat, depending on how much hair you have on your head. So if you're one of those people that has a whole lot of negative in you, then guess what? Just like what the hairdresser says is correct. You need to rinse and repeat and rinse and repeat and rinse and repeat until you've got all the negativity and all the evil out of your system, until you become a giver and you learn that giver's gain, and you see that through your actions, you're helping other people to follow in your positive footsteps and not to follow in your negative footsteps. To seek to understand, not to be understood, to seek to learn as much as you can and to get from every single person that you come in contact with, as long as what you're getting is something that is going to not only benefit you, but benefit those around you. To keep the faith when others don't have it, to stay motivated when everybody else is down, to show a positive mindset when there's nobody else in the area that has one, to be that guiding light and that guiding spirit that moves people forward and helps them to achieve their goals, to reach their dreams, and to do the things that they only dream of. Again, we all have the power to inspire and empower others. However, the first person that we need to be able to empower and inspire is ourselves. Because guess what? We can all do great and wonderful things. We can all swim mountains, swim oceans, and climb mountains. But it all starts with an action. It all starts with a belief. And it all starts with effort. It's not going to happen if you sit on your tuchus. It's only going to happen if you take action to move it forward, to help yourself become the person that you were meant to be and not the sad shadow that you presently are. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, let's step up to the table. Let's do the things that we need to do to help us to grow, to develop, become the people that we were meant to be. Let's remove those negative meds. Let's change the course of our lives in a positive way so that we can become all that we were meant to be. Be it that you were meant to be an entrepreneur and an inventor. Be it that you were meant to be a teacher or a doctor or a healer. Be it that you were meant to be somebody that swims great oceans and climbs great mountains. The possibilities are endless. All you have to do is believe that they're there and then be willing to do the work to get yourself there. Nothing happens overnight. Everything takes effort and everything takes time. Are you worth the effort? The answer is yes. Are you willing to put in the effort? That I can't answer. Only you can answer. Are you willing to do the things necessary to get you across the sea of life and the sea of great wisdom? And how do you get there? You get there by just taking a few steps every day, knowing that each step is going to get you closer to your goal. Each step is going to get you closer to the destination in which you want to reach so that you can live a dream life, so that you can live a life that's blessed and one that you deserve and one that will be yours if you're willing to do what you need to do to make it happen. Again, you've got one life to live and you're here to live it, so you might as well do what you were meant to do with it. It's really not any argument there, is it? It's really not much else that you can say to that. You're here for a reason. That reason isn't to sit there and watch Oprah. That reason isn't to sit there and dream about somebody else's life or wait for those winning lottery numbers or Powerball or Mega Million numbers to come through. That life is meant to be experienced day after day, moment after moment. It's meant for you to step up, take the bull by the horns, and live a life that other people look back and go, wow, I wish that was me. Wow, if I could have only done that. Wow, if I had only thought of that. Think of all the things that you've thought about that have happened in your life, and think of all of the things that you look back and you go, wow, I could have thought of that. Wow, I could have done that. But what did you do? You didn't. Why didn't you? Because you were living a myopic life. You were too busy watching somebody else live. You were being a voyeur of what was going on instead of being a creator of what was going on. You were too busy complaining about somebody else having fortune that went out and worked for it. Again, everybody knows the saying, luck, labor under correct conditions. How about you making some correct conditions for you? How about you stop trying to become another negative thorn, another drag on our economy, another drag on our world, another taker, and become a giver? We don't have enough givers. We've got more than enough takers. We don't have enough people that contribute to the whole. We've got a lot of people that want to take from the whole. Matter of fact, we got some people that want to try to take a negative from a negative. Clearly to say that's not going to work. Why? Because a negative from a negative leaves what? Negative. Zero from zero means what? Zero. So ladies and gentlemen, let's step up. Let's do what we need to do to show the world that we have a purpose. We have a reason for being here. Let's show the world that it's not just about us, it's also about them. And let's go ahead and do our part to make this a better world. Again, thank you for listening to the Zurian Show, and I hope that what we said has some bearing on you. If you're a taker, try being a giver. Give it that 30-day test. Step out of your bubble. Feel and experience something new. You just might like it. With that said, I'm going to sign off, and everybody have a great and wonderful day, night, life, week, month, and year. It's up to you. If it's meant to be, you can make it. You just got to try. And if you fail, try again and again and again until you succeed. Take care.